K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. The last weekend here in the month of September, it is game day, and I'm recording this just a tad before kickoff in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. K-State, Oklahoma State, top 25 matchup, K-State 23rd, looking to get on even playing field here in the conference here. Hopefully, this won't come out until after the game. So hopefully by then, we'll see if K-State can get their first win of the Big 12 conference there. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Wherever you get your podcast, it's your first time listening here on a Saturday. Appreciate it for taking the time out of your busy weekend to listen to this other K-State podcast, postcast, cross country. We will talk volleyball at some point this weekend, maybe tonight, or reaction edition. We'll see what EG3 is feeling. But the K-State men's and women's cross country teams saw some big gains yesterday at the Gaines Creek Invitational. How about that for a transition? At the Gaines Creek cross country course, the ladies saw a team finish of 588 points. This was a big meet. This result was the 21st place. The men, 28th overall, 724 points there. Stanford ended up sweeping both men's and women's races on the team side there with 31 and 44 points, respectively. My goodness. Tommy Hazen, PR in the 8K. he was one of four men to PR in the 8K here, led all men in 85th place there with a 24:29, 11 seconds faster than his previous time. Now Hazen, a veteran, jumps to 17th. He's 17th in the K-State men's top 25 records as that goes. Freshman Peyton Wilbanks, 24:52. Behind Hazen, Alex Gutierrez, another veteran. Y'all should know that name. Over the course of this podcast, since we started this K-State podcast, 25:10, Jacob Norris, 25:21, each of them getting those PRs there as well. Three more also were, this was a crowded field. I thought that was just more of a smaller meet. I guess my memory serves wrong. But anyways, Jackson Esquivel, 25:32. Devin Chappelle, 25:35. My guy, Lucas Holdren, 25:41 to kind of round out the K-State men there. On the other end, in the 6K, K-State ladies, two of them finished inside the top 100. That included junior Grace Meyer, 74, with a new PR, 21:24. And she finished just ahead, not too far, Stella Miner, her first collegiate race as a K-Stater, 9th place overall. Impressive debut for her and for K-State. 21:31 was her time. Other ladies, including Christine Girono, 21:49. Gracie Jacobs, 22:17. Bree Newport, 22:30. Sophomore Paige Baker, 22:43. And Cecilia Fisher, another one of those K-State veterans there, 22:50 there as well. Coach Kate Bucknum, after the meet, quote, obviously it was, you know, a really competitive meet. Yeah, we saw a lot of people there. Well, I didn't see a lot of people, judging by the results. Back to Kate, Coach Bucknum, was good to get another race under our belt, just kind of after this little training block that we had. I thought they moved up really well throughout the race. That was kind of the objective going into it. A lot of good teams here, there, a lot of good competition. I felt like we did a good job of holding our own, end quote. And then we're going to stay with her here on kind of the expert on this, kind of still talking about her team and experiencing this big meet, which I thought was small. If it fools me, it was a really good meet, you know, a lot of good competition. So kind of got thrown to the wolves a little bit. Just coming from a KU a month ago and then coming here, it's obviously a drastic change. And so I just thought they, for the most part, handled it well. I think it's, again, just a learning curve for freshmen getting used to those distances in the training and all that kind of stuff, right? It kind of starts to pile on this time of year, and the intensity is going to ramp up, end quote. Oh, is it ever there as well? Yeah, you got the team, you got the, let's see, yeah, let me see here for a minute. Yeah, so the men, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer hosting this podcast ahead of Oklahoma State, K-State here in just a little bit. When y'all listen to this, it won't be come out until after a little bit after the game. So hopefully when y'all listen to this, K-State would have defeated Oklahoma State. We'll see about that. But you have the likes of, man, you have really the Stanford. We already mentioned them at the top. Tennessee was second, right? Auburn, Missouri, Kentucky, damn. You got all these teams in here. Florida finishing the top 10 there as well. So, yeah, everybody PR down here for the men. I'm looking real, kind of scrolling down here at the men a little bit. Everybody PR'd on this thing. We just highlighted some of those were highlighted for better. But, yeah, everybody PR'd there for the most part there as well. And for K-State on the women's side, here I'm going to finish up. Katie Kwolek, oh gosh, she PR'd. She ran out the K-State ladies with a 25-10. Katie Scores got before her at a 23-19. That's the 6K. I don't know. And this is, I better not get on a rant here before too long, but it is kind of, I mean, I know it, but it's like the women do a different course than the men. I kind of get what they're saying, but why does this do the same course? I don't know. That's just me. That's just me being paranoid. But anyways, but yeah, so pretty good effort by the K-State men's women's cross-country teams out there at Gaines Creek yesterday there. As I don't know. Oh, yeah. So I'm scrolling back up here. Sorry. So in a few weeks, this is going to come during the week of KC Marathon Week. The 18th is the next time K-State will hit the course again over there. Up there, I should say. In Peoria, Illinois, the Bradley Pink Classic goes down, hosted by Bradley University. That is October 18th. That is the weekend. Yeah, that's the weekend of Casey Garman. Meanwhile, speaking of moving up the pack, that's what one of my goals is for Chicago Marathon. If you don't know by now, if you have not, in a shameless plug, the original EG3 podcast I'm talking about there, 2 weeks from now. Well, it'll be a Sunday, but 2 weekends from now. Yours truly, getting ready for his very first world major. Cannot believe it. Still can't believe it in. Kind of, maybe I should say this for the other podcast, but I'm starting to, it's just a titty bit, starting to get real a little bit, but it probably won't hit me until race week. Let's just put it that way, and that is my goal. Also, for going into that race, move up to the pack. Obviously, I'm going to be in the first wave, Heat A, as they call it. So, I'll dive into this in the preview for Chicago in 2 weeks. But, yeah, so I'm definitely a little nervous about it and all this stuff. So, but the exciting time, man. I cannot wait to get up north. Speaking of Illinois, Chicago, we'll be there in 2 weeks. So, definitely very exciting times here. So, I've been talking about it since last November, right? So I'm just ready to get up there, and we're gonna make some noise, and hopefully we can do the same thing, get up through the field. It's gonna be obviously a bunch of people gonna be doing this race. It's gonna be something, I tell you that. But congratulations to the K-State men's and women's cross country teams for doing work yesterday, and we'll see what cards in store for them. October 18th, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever a chance to record Kansas State content on this game day Saturday. We'll find out here in a few hours, hopefully 3 to 3.5 hours from now. We're going to be talking about a K-State dub. We'll see about that. But right now, we're going to conclude this portion of the Pearl Project Podcast, postcast edition of Men's Cross Country. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast rolls on into the final week of September. Go Cats!